KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear skies. It's 31 degrees, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 78, with winds southwest at 15 to 25. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department late Friday evening posted some sad news with regard to the death of a canine officer. On their social media page, authorities said it is with heavy hearts the Sheriff's Department informs the public of the passing of our canine, Axel. He was tragically hit by a passing vehicle while off duty. Axel had served Audubon County for about 4 years. He had assisted with many dangerous drugs, getting those off the streets of Audubon County, and will be greatly missed. County Attorney Sarah Jennings posted on her social media page, "We tragically lost a beloved member of Audubon law enforcement in canine Deputy Axel. Without Axel," she said, "countless drug traffickers would still be out on our streets, and we are forever grateful to him for his selfless service. He may not have died in the line of duty, but it's not how you die that determines whether you're a hero. It's how you live," she said. "Here's to honoring and remembering a hero and great cop. Please send your thoughts and prayers to Axel's handler and partner, Nate Tibbetts, and Nate's wife and family." No other details were provided about that incident. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office Friday afternoon released a report on arrests that occurred over the past week. On April 19th, Jacob Way of Guthrie Center was booked into the Guthrie County Jail on a warrant for domestic abuse, assault with injury or mental illness, first offense. Way was being held without bond in the Guthrie County Jail. Ian Kimmis of Carroll was detained following a traffic stop in Bagley on April 17th. Kimmis is pending charges of possession of marijuana, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. A body specimen was collected from Kimmis for the purposes of determining whether he was operating while under the influence of marijuana. On April 15th, Leslie Wiles of Coon Rapids was booked into the Guthrie County Jail to serve 2 days for an operating while intoxicated first offense conviction. Terry Carraher of Guthrie Center was booked into the Guthrie County Jail April 15th to serve 3 days for a probation revocation on an original charge of OWI first offense. Jody Rosenbeck of Guthrie Center was booked into the Guthrie County Jail to serve 7 days for probation revocation with regard to a possession of marijuana first offense charge. And Ronald Becker of Carroll was arrested April 15th on a warrant for probation violation. Becker was booked into the Guthrie County Jail and ordered to serve 2 days. After serving those days, Becker was released from custody. On April 14th, Jeffrey Frayne of Jamaica was arrested for OWI second offense following a traffic stop in Yale. Frayne was held on a $200 cash bond by the Guthrie County Magistrate, later posted bond, and was released. And Adrian Irwin of Ames was arrested April 14th for OWI first offense following a traffic stop in Guthrie Center. Irwin was released from custody on a promise to appear for future court proceedings. And finally, on April 12th, James Humlicek of Exira was arrested on a bench warrant for probation violation on an original charge of public intoxication second offense. Humlicek was released from custody after an appearance before the Guthrie County Magistrate. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Alex Londo said yesterday that personnel with FEMA will be out in the county going door to door to get people who are affected by the floods to register to receive assistance. All of the people going around will have identification on them to show that they work for FEMA. The crews will be out over the next week to 2 weeks. If you have any questions, you can call Alex Londo at 712-755-5160. On Friday, personnel with FEMA's Disaster Survivors Assistance Teams began work in flooded areas of Pottawatomie County. Those teams are assigned to go into flood-impacted areas and make contact with those affected by the disaster. Team members will be able to validate whether residents are registered for FEMA assistance programs, check the status of their case, or assist them in registering for assistance with the agency. Beginning next Tuesday, April 23rd, residents will also be able to register for assistance at a Disaster Recovery Center, or DRC, which will be located at the Council Bluffs Public Library. The dates and times of the DRC operations can be found on the Pott County Emergency Management Flood page at www.pottcounty-ia.gov. Emergency Management Director Doug Reed said all FEMA DSAT personnel working in the county will have FEMA-labeled clothing and government-issued FEMA photo identification. And as a reminder, impacted registered residents can register for federal assistance in any one of numerous ways. You can go online to www.disasterassistance.gov, download the FEMA app to your smartphone. You can call 800-621-3362. And you visit the Disaster Recovery Center or go to find the nearest DRC, go online to FEMA.gov/DRC. Clarinda Police Thursday evening responded to the Dollar General store at 200 East Glenn Miller Drive in Clarinda to investigate an alleged shoplifting incident. Officers arrested 47-year-old Wendy Sue Wood of Clarinda for theft by means of shoplifting with additional charges of possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia used to inject methamphetamine. Wood was being held on bond in the Page County Jail. A traffic stop Thursday morning on Interstate 29 in Mills County resulted in the arrest of a man on numerous charges related to having a weapon and drugs. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 41-year-old Andy Charles Andrew of Pacific Junction was arrested at around 6 a.m. at the 38-mile marker and charged with carrying a concealed weapon, possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia, fraudulent use of registration, and failure to provide proof of insurance. Andrew's bond was set at $3,300. 19-year-old Gerald Timothy Thomas Yana of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 2:35 a.m. Thursday in Glenwood. Yana was charged with failure to provide proof of insurance following a traffic stop. His bond was set at $300. Wednesday evening, Mills County deputies arrested 73-year-old Marvin J. Conferst of Glenwood for OWI, and 36-year-old Dustin Lee Harriman of Omaha was arrested at around 8 a.m. Wednesday for possession of a controlled substance and introducing intoxicants or drug into the correctional institution. His bond was set at $6,000. Red Oak police arrested a Red Oak woman Friday morning on a warrant. At around 10.09 a.m., officers saw 24-year-old Kaylee Louise Hudson of Red Oak driving a Ford Explorer in town. She was known to have a valid warrant and was pulled over. Hudson was taken into custody without incident on the valid Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. She was also unable to provide proof of insurance and was cited and the vehicle towed from the scene. Hudson was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $10,000 bond. United States Attorney Mark Crickbaum on Friday announced that on April 18th, 59-year-old Robert Joe Kinney Sr. was sentenced in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. Kinney was sentenced to 140 months in prison to be followed by a term of supervised release for 8 years. Authorities say on three separate occasions between March 22nd of last year and June 6th, Kinney sold methamphetamine to undercover law enforcement. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Gary Dean Kloppenberg, age 70, of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, originally from Anita, died Tuesday at the Avera McKinnon Hospital in Sioux Falls. Funeral services for Gary Kloppenberg will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the George Boone Funeral Home and on-site crematory in Sioux Falls. Also, Marcella Hammond, age 101, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Marcella Hammond will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Betty Specht, age 77, of Westphalia, died April 4th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Betty Specht will be Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Shirley Warren, age 85, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Shirley Warren will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Leora Torres, age 103, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Leora Torres will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Abby Ward, age 57, of Lewis, died Wednesday in rural Atlantic. A visitation with the family of Abby Ward will be held April 27th from 1 until 3 p.m. with a funeral service at 3 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Karen Ann Spittler, age 70, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. A visitation with the family of Karen Spittler will be held May 13th from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Francis Frankie Nicholson, age 83, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Frankie Nicholson are pending at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.